Anchor Squad. Oh my gosh, it's been an amazing day, hasn't it? Well, that about wraps up NADPOD POMO Day 21. But before I go, I don't want to forget something I said at the onset of today. I mentioned affiliate marketing, and I do have a bit of news for you. For those of you who maybe applied for the Amazon Influencer Program, you know, I told you guys about that a few weeks back, and exactly what it is. If you have a following on YouTube specifically, Amazon is willing to give you your own page, your own custom URL. For example, mine is amazon.com/shop/Eileen Smith. You'll go over there, you'll see all my gear, my books that I read, and all the things that I use to get my recordings and everything done. However, whenever you make a purchase there, it will be credited toward my account. I will earn a small commission. The more I sell, the bigger my commission. That's basically the basis of affiliate marketing. So a few of my friends applied for the program when I told you guys about it originally, which was about a month and a half ago. And I just found out, my dear friend Daryl Eves made the announcement over on YouTube that they have expanded the program. So now, in addition to the fact that you can qualify with YouTube, you also can qualify with Twitter. Let me take a second to give a shout out to my friend Larry Snow, because Larry Snow was rejected with his YouTube but got accepted with his Twitter and Instagram. And when I say Instagram, the first person that comes to mind is Bernadette Henry. I gotta make sure I give her a shout out when I finish recording this, because you can qualify for your Amazon influencer page with your Instagram. So you have to have a reasonable following. I'm going to assume, because they haven't put out the exact number, but I'm going to assume you need at least 1,000 followers. And I know that Bernadette and probably someone else who's listening to this, who is thinking about being an affiliate marketer, has more than 1,000 followers over there on the IG. So check it out. Go over there and apply. Just go to Amazon and type in influencer program in the search box and you'll find it, I'm sure. So with that, I feel like I've fulfilled my obligation for today of making it fun and informative and also trying to help you get paid. Tomorrow, you will not believe that I have something very special for you. Something already lined up. I did a record with friends with a special guest, and you will hear that recording tomorrow. So be sure to come back. But stay tuned, because you never know, I may be calling into your station later on this evening. With that, cheers. Have a wonderful day.
Obstacles do not block the path. They are the path. That's the Zen proverb that we're going to use as the theme for today's episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Eileen Smith. If this is your first time here on this show, we talk about all kinds of social media, but we really talk a lot about Anchor. And one of our favorite features is the Record with Friends. So today you're going to hear a conversation between myself and D Green, and you'll find him here on Anchor with the handle D Green. That's D-E-E Green. And he's also on Instagram and Snapchat. And just listen in to this conversation. And this is NADPOD POMO Day 22. OK, Can you believe it? I have recorded an episode every day for the last 22 days. If you missed any of them, just check my episodes tab. But stay right there. Here comes that conversation between Dee Green and yours truly.
Eileen, hey, what's going on?
Hey, Dee, how are you today?
I'm doing great. What about yourself?
Great. So glad we're actually able to connect in a conversation here on Anchor using the Record with Friends feature.
Yo, this is my first time. Like I've done it before, but this is my first time being on the other end of it, if that makes sense. Like, somebody called me for their station. So it's pretty cool to see the feature, like, at work, because it's different depending on if you're calling someone or answering it, you know?
Yeah, and I've actually never answered. That's why, just to let everybody know that Dee had reached out to me on Twitter, and it's funny because I rarely read my DMs, but I actually had to DM somebody, so that's why I was in there looking at
them. Hey, you never know. You never know. Just got to shoot the shot sometimes.
Right. And then I said, well, I have a few spare minutes, so let me just call and see if he's available. So that's kind of working out. So there was something that you had on your mind you wanted to talk about today.
I mean, obviously, everybody sees you killing it on Anchor every single time they check the charts. So that's a given right there. and you know, I always see your content on YouTube as well. So I'm sure there's just valuable information that you can speak on. I mean, there's a lot of people that are into audio, but they're not on Anchor app. And so it would be cool to hear your opinion on, should people be on Anchor? And then if the answer is yes, how can they be on Anchor, or how can they use Anchor to their advantage?
Oh, well, first, I got to say thank you so much for your kind words. And I'm glad that we're actually connected over there on YouTube, because I think it was the first time we, you know, saw each other here on the platform. And then I found out you had a YouTube channel. And if you mentioned it, or if you heard me mention it, and it was like, boom, we were automatically, you know, following each other, subscribing to each other's right. channels. And, you know, that's one of the beautiful things about being here on Anchor, is pretty much very engaging here. And for the most part, and I used to be on some other platforms where I would run into a lot of trolls. Now, I'm just going to speak on one that I know is pretty popular that's still around, and that's Periscope. For me, every time I went on Periscope, D, it was unbelievable that every single time. And people say, well, you just block them. No, I don't have time for that all the time. Right. That's just not the environment that I want to be around. And, you know, I got to ignore people with these sexual advances on a social media platform. And it's like, I'm not even trying to talk about that kind of stuff. So right. Anchor is, for me, it's been so pure and so clean. I think I had to block one person since I've been on here. I came back to Anchor 2.0 in July, and I think I've blocked one person. And they weren't really misbehaving, but I saw signs that they might.
Cut them off quick before it happens, right?
Yeah, cut them off at the knees. And in fact, I blocked them, so I wouldn't see them. I was going to say I haven't even seen them, but I wouldn't see them because I blocked them.
Man, yeah, I that's one thing I really appreciate about Anchor. It seems like not only are there not trolls, but people are trying to help each other out. Like you said, we connected, and that's not just us. Like, I see that so often. Mm-hmm. Everybody's connecting within Anchor, and then they're like, yo, what's your Instagram or what's your Twitter? And then they connect out there, and they're actually listening to people's content and leaving valuable, like, every comment is valuable. I've never seen some, like, no troll type of stuff on, like you do on YouTube occasionally, but yes, especially, like you said, Periscope, man. Periscope, my mom's heavy in social media, and she used to get on Periscope, and she wouldn't, my little siblings weren't allowed to be around, because, man, you never know what somebody's going to say on there.
Isn't that something? Wow. So I definitely need to connect with your mom. I think you may have mentioned that to me before, but I when we get off the call, I'm going to make sure that, okay. You know, you can go ahead and give moms a shout out, because I love to give my daughter a shout out. So go ahead, give your mom a shout out.
My mom is Tyra Green. So she has her own clothing line, actually, called Life Wonderfully Designed. So you can find them online, also on Instagram.
It's Life Wonderfully Designed. Now, how you spell Tyra? Yeah.
T-Y-R-A, like okay. Tyra Banks, yeah.
Okay, Tyra Green. Okay, great.
So a little bit about that. Like my mom got pregnant with me when she was 15, actually. And her birthday's in January. Her birthday is in December. Mine is in January. So she was only 16 for like a little under a month. And so we're pretty close. And so we're always bouncing ideas off each other entrepreneurial wise. And so a lot of stuff that I've done it's kind of been like the reverse of how you would normally expect it. You know, some people be like, yo, my mom's an entrepreneur. My dad had their own business. But it's like ever since high school, I've always had an entrepreneurial mindset and wanted to do my own thing. And as I got older, my mom, you know, she'll ask me different questions like how can I start this or how can I do that? And so it's been kind of cool to inspire her and just have somebody that not only supports me, but is trying to do their own thing as well.
Okay, so and you guys are in Florida, right?
So she is actually in Texas. She lives in McAllen. I'm in Orlando, yeah.
Okay, great. So have you already started on your entrepreneurial journey, or are you just getting started with it, or what?
So I'm like a million steps in. It's just crazy. So many iterations. So when I was in high school, well, growing up, I always thought I was going to be in the NBA, right? So basketball is like my huge thing. Did pretty good in high school, got some college offers, didn't really understand. I never did any research on college or any of that stuff. I always just figured like, yo, like if you just, you know, people say you can be whatever you want to be. It's like, you just feel like, oh, the NBA is just going to pick me up. And you just kind of ignore the competition and ignore like the hard work that goes into it. And so when I got to college, I was like, yo, this isn't really for me. I was just like, I'm not really feeling it at the time. And so I was actually, I was rapping and producing music at the time. So I was putting out mixtapes, albums. I was doing that kind of stuff. And at the time I was going to a Christian college called Anderson in Indiana. So it was about like the school population or whatever you call it was about like 3,000 people total. So if you're living on campus, you pretty much know everybody within the first couple of weeks. And it's like, that really wasn't my vibe. I was like, I want to go somewhere where it's a lot of people and there's a lot of stuff happening. So from there, I thought I was going to go to Virginia State, I think it was, that we wanted to go. West Virginia is where we were going to go. My friend showed me a video of the college, and I was like, yo, let's go. So we're like so hyped about it. We're about to go to West Virginia. And then I started doing more research, and I ended up going to Indiana University with one of my best friends at the time. And it was like a couple weeks before school started, and we were just like getting enrolled and getting all of our stuff. And they didn't even have a dorm room for him. And he had to stay in like the lobby of like one of the places. They had to like section it off, and they just put some like random bunk beds in there. There's like four guys in there, like randomly staying, waiting for rooms or whatever. So,
wow.
Yeah. So there we just started passing out a lot of mixtapes and stuff at the college. And then we had a business where we would perform at the frats, and we'd bring other people in. And then I ended up starting a clothing line while I was in school called 12 Plus, which was based around like the 12 disciples, Jesus and the 12 disciples. So I was like, everybody thought that Jesus was this perfect guy, and so that he would need a perfect group of people. But if you look into it, it was really like his disciples were, you know, they were cheaters. They were doing things that people looked down upon, but they still had a positive mindset of accomplishing something greater than them. And so 12 Plus was like those 12 people, but don't just look back in history. Do what you do, even though you're not perfect, you can still have a purpose. And so it was like those 12 plus the people today looking to do that. And so I ended up moving to Orlando after college, and then I was just like, man, this is a lot of work, because I had to design the clothes. I sewed the clothes. I did the marketing, the shipping, the website, like the Instagram, everything. And so Then around last year, I ended up getting in this social media course by Ty Lopez, and that kind of opened up my eyes. I was like, wow, I've always been good at this social media thing. I didn't know I could do it for other businesses. And so some law firm down here had reached out to me to do their social media. And so I did that for a little bit, and then I realized, I was like, hey, companies aren't hiring people within their company. They're hiring actual companies to run their social media. So then I created my business called D&G Media Services, and we started helping local businesses with their social media. And then after that, I just kind of got back into some of Gary Vee's content, and I was like, man, I need to start doing some personal branding. And so I had heard of Anchor from him, so I got on Anchor. Then I turned that into a podcast called The D Green Show, which is like obviously on iTunes, Google Play, all that stuff. And then I had a camera guy for my D&G Media Services that would go in and shoot some of the stuff for their social media. And long story short, one day he just told me he wasn't coming. He was like, I'm not coming anymore unless I get paid basically a certain amount. And it kind of was like we had a couple appointments like the next day. So I told a couple people on Twitter, I'm like, yo, I don't want to just turn this client down because we worked hard to get them. What should I do? Like, what is there a cheap camera I can get? And people are like, yo, you should get a Canon G7X. And I looked up how much it was. And so I went and got it like right then. And when I looked up the reviews on it. And that's when I ran into like Casey Neistat. So then from there, I just kind of got into vlogging. And then I've been invited to like so many different events based off that. The podcast has put me in front of so many business owners. So right now I'm in the state where I'm trying to build up my personal brand. That way people know more of what I do. And it's not so much of like a cold call when I'm reaching out to these businesses that kind of know what I'm doing. So I guess to answer your question, I've been doing like, it seems like a million different things, but sometimes it all comes together as you move along. You're like, oh, it's good that I was using Photoshop 10 years ago or whatever, because now I need it for this, or, you know, whatever right. The different skills
and
are.
And the thing is, you know, I've shared this quote several times, and I'm not a big quote person, but this one I like, and I really like it because it's a Zen proverb. It's not attributed to anyone. And it's, obstacles do not block the path. They are the path. And wow. when you told that story about your cameraman who wanted to tell you how much he wanted to get paid, you know, at the last minute, right. You went, and because you are somebody who's industrious and you know about YouTube University, right? So you went on there and you got some tips, and this is how we have to do. This is how we have to, like, you know, you build that foundation, and you got your foundation through your schooling and all that and everything your mom taught you. And then it's a constant progression. You did this business and you learned maybe some marketing or maybe some social media along the way. And, you know, you just keep building on that, D. And I think you're doing amazing because you, first of all, you have a story to tell. You know, you got a book in you. You know that, right?
Right. Yeah. And a movie.
That's right. Because you're already into vlogging. So, yeah. That's wonderful. So that's what I think you should do. You're already doing the podcast. You know, you may want to listen to the episode that I did yesterday where I was talking about the different podcast hosting. You know, there's pros and cons of Anchor. And right now you're experiencing the pros because you're connecting with people and you're cashing in on those connections. You know what I mean? You're not just saying, oh, yeah, there's this person, there's that person. You know, you're capitalizing on the connections that you're making here on the platform, and you're also exercising your public speaking muscles, right?
But
they're podcasts. But then eventually what you want to do is take it, you know, to higher ground. I don't like saying take it to the next level. I like to quote Stevie Wonder, keep it on to higher ground, okay?
Right. Yeah.
And get, you know, hosting the paid podcast hosting with either a Libsyn, a Blueberry, or a Spreaker, or you could also check out Podbean. My biggest recommendation is Libsyn, which is Liberated Syndication, but then Spreaker is also really my number two because you can use Spreaker to do live podcasts. They give you recording tools.
Wow.
And so either way, use that and have that going out into iTunes. But make sure you also go back to that episode where I talked about the directories. You don't want to just get in iTunes and Google Play. You want to also try to get on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And, you know, eventually as you're growing your audience, maybe Spotify and all that. And so that you can continue to grow that network because you have a great voice. You're very articulate and you can go really far with podcasting and combining that with blogging. I think the two, and this is why I'm doing it, I do it myself, right? So I think the two things, the YouTube and vlogging, or even if you're doing Facebook video and podcasting, are great complements for one another. Because when people gravitate towards your content, when they're in the position where they want to watch a video, they want to sit back on the couch and watch a video, they can watch you. But when they're in the car driving, they can't watch videos, they want to consume your content via audio. Nobody has time to read anymore. The best they can do is skim. So, you know, you might as well get in the earbuds and, you know, continue on with your podcasting. But of course, because YouTube, because of the search capabilities, this is one of the downfalls of podcasting is search. It's hard for anything to be searched on audio.
Right.
But whereas with YouTube, because it's such a huge search engine, it's, you know, just another way to get discovered and get that exposure. So that's what I've been doing. You know, I've also had blogging as part of my portfolio for the longest time. But more and more, I find myself gravitating towards doing the spoken word and doing my videos. And that's what I'm really excited about right now. And I love that Gary V is sending all these people over here. I had like his audio books that were just, you know, virtually collecting dust. But I said, you know what? He's smart enough to, you know, constantly recommend this platform. And I know that he's a visionary. And I had definitely followed him a long time ago, but I had kind of like, okay, enough of him already. But now I'm starting to come back. I'm starting to just try to peel back the onion a little bit and get beyond the obscenities, because I don't like the cursing. I probably know, since you talk about being a Christian and everything, that might get on your nerves sometimes too. But I try to look past that and get into what the real messaging is. And so, yeah, I am finding some. But also, I said that you talked about your mom, and I wanted to tell you about my daughter, because I don't know if you heard those episodes. But my daughter wrote a book called The Anti-Hustle. You know, Gary's always talking about hustling. My daughter wrote a book called The Anti-Hustle. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, that book is flying off the shelves. First of all, her name is Nicole Purvey. And she has a web design business and a media company.
How do you spell that last name?
Purvy.
Okay.
And the book just went up on Amazon. In fact, I don't know if they actually made it live, but you can buy it from the website, which is theantihustle.com. And I had interviewed, I did just a little quick 5-minute interview with her on my anchor station. But you, when you go to her website, theantihustle.com, or also her her company, her media company is Better Than Success. BetterThanSuccess.com, and you'll see where she's doing events. She's also has a real estate mastermind. They meet every Wednesday. And in fact, I spoke to them last Wednesday. I did the presentation on social media because they just wanted to hear from mom. They were just like, well, get your mom in here so we can learn some social media stuff.
Where are they located at?
We're in Philly. We are in Philadelphia. Cool. Yes, we are in Philadelphia. And Philadelphia is a very hot market right now for real estate. And they do ride-alongs where they go. And you can see all that stuff over on the website. But anyway, so she's got this book, The Anti-Hustle, and How to Make a Six-Figure Business in 1 Year. It's 7 steps. and she's learned so much from working with clients over the years. And so she put a plan together in place for people because she sees that a lot of people are struggling with the same thing. They're hustling, but they're not getting anywhere.
Right, right.
So, you know, the anti-hustle, I mean, it's just another approach to being successful. And I would definitely advise you to go check that out as well. So with that, we're at the almost at the 20-minute mark, so we better cut it short so it can be nice and juicy for all of our listeners. Yes.
Quick question.
Sure, sure.
If it ends up long, that's fine with me. I don't know if it's fine with you, but one thing. So you were talking before about the different platforms as far as distribution for the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. So for those that might not know, Anchor allows you to do that automatically through their platform. Are you doing that, or do you not do that?
Yeah, yes, but they only put you in Overcast, and what's the other one? There's one more.
Podbean, something like that.
No, not Podbean. There's one more besides. Okay,
Pocket Cast.
You're right. That's right. Pocket Cast. So there's iTunes, which is actually called Apple Podcast now. Then there's Google Play Music. Then there's Overcast and Pocket Cast.
Yeah.
And those are just apps that and, you know, directories that people can use. And I like the fact that I believe it's Pocket Cast also has the Android version.
Yeah, they do.
Overcast does not. But Overcast is probably one of the most popular apps, you know, that that's all they do is list podcasts. They don't they're not like a big, huge directory like iTunes or Apple Podcast is. So, yeah, I actually have three podcasts, D. So let's just go through them real quickly. This Anchor podcast, I really talk about Anchor, and it's actually called The Anchor Show.
Okay.
Then I have my regular podcast, which I've been hosting with Lipson for, I don't know, 7-8 years now.
Oh, wow.
Which is called Miss Eileen Speaks, where I talk about blogging, social media, podcasting, and YouTube.
And people can listen to that on those any platform, right?
Right.
Okay.
That one has mass distribution. And then there's also a podcast on Spreaker, which is actually called The Eileen Show, but it's only on Spreaker, and only because I like that platform. And actually, some of those episodes I upload on Patreon, because like I said, Spreaker, you can record live, and then I upload that to my patrons on Patreon.
I barely created a Patreon. I need to learn how to use it, but I created one the other day.
I have episodes on my podcast here on Anchor about Patreon because I had questions about it. So I have like probably too much content out there for people to actually consume it all. And that's okay. It's there. And, you know, if you ever have a topic about anything that's related to social media or live streaming, all that, just search. And you can even search on Google and just put the name Eileen after that search. And you'll find my stuff.
So, what are some practical Anchor tips? Because I always see you on the charts, and sometimes I'm like, I'm torn in between: do I promote my actual iTunes links and getting people to listen there, or do I try to get people to listen on Anchor?
Okay, here you go. these are my tips, and actually, these tips are extracted from the presentation that I gave to the Real Estate Mastermind last week. This is a 4-part principle. And it's inspired by Prince, When Doves Cry, right? Remember that song?
Yeah, of course.
So the acronym is DOVE. D is for don't make it about you. It's about them.
Okay.
O is for offer value. V is for video, including Instagram stories and Snapchat and Facebook stories, just wherever you can find video, YouTube, whatever, video. Just keep doing video.
Right.
E is engagement doesn't pay bills. So a lot of people say, how many likes you got on your Facebook page? Why? It doesn't matter. It's not going to it's not going to keep your lights on. Okay, so you have to have your goals.
Right.
You have to have your goals. And so this is what I see a lot of people doing, you know, like they may be, and this is why it's a platform like Anchor is fun. Like people on here and they're talking, they have something to say, they want to get off their chest, but they don't have any goals. And that's okay. I'm not knocking that. That's fine. That's a great reason to use Anchor, because during that process of airing what's on your mind, you start to develop goals, but you're also honing your skills, okay, of, like I said, of public speaking and of just getting your thoughts together, okay? So those are my tips for being on the leaderboard. You got to offer value. You can't just get on here and say, yeah, oh, wow, what color fingernail polish should I get? Should I wear today?
Right, right.
Don't nobody care about that. Okay, so I know that people on here need to learn how to use the platform. So what do? Every day I get on and teach people how to use the platform or, you know, other mediums.
And so with Anchor, I feel like it's kind of like you were talking about podcasts, it's almost a little harder to be discovered. So it's like, how do you go about people bringing people into your station to hear those valuable pieces of content?
Call in
to the other stations.
Yeah, you got to engage.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, in that case, when I say engagement doesn't pay bills, right, it doesn't pay bills. But if you want to be well known, the only way you're going to do that here on Anchor is to reach
engage
out
with everybody. Reach out to and other add people. Value to what they're already doing.
Exactly.
Putting.
Find out what they need and be a problem solver for them. They may have a problem, and it may be that their problem is just they want somebody to talk to. And right. Hey, and guess what? I have that problem sometimes too. I just want somebody to talk. That's why I called you. No, I got a million things to do right now.
Because I remember what I used to do is I would go to the they have the recent on Anchor, and I would mm-hmm. I would check out every single person on there. I would applaud their station, and then mm-hmm. I would call in and say something about it. And then every time somebody applauded my station, favorited my station, commented, I would call into them personally. That way it's more personal. And I moved into like the top 50, and then I was kind of like, do I keep promoting my Anchor, or do I promote the Apple, the iTunes, the stuff that's going to be there? Because like some of these episodes are going to be gone. So it's like, which one should I put more focus into? Because it's hard to kind of do everything at once, you know, especially when you're doing YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's a challenge. And you kind of just have to feel like, where do you feel comfortable? What do you feel that is not just bringing you the most impact? Because sometimes that's hard to measure. But what do you like doing? I like talking, as you can tell, right? And so that's why I've always, and see, for me, like I said, I've had this podcast, Miss Eileen Speaks, for a while, but I was on hiatus for over a year because after a while, I just felt like I don't want it to just be my voice. I didn't want to go out and get a co-host. And doing interviews, that's just not really my style, just to have an interview show all the time.
Right.
So, okay, like now we're doing this talk. That's great. But I couldn't do this like every time I do an episode. That's just not me. Mm-hmm. Okay. But when I found Anchor and I found that I could bring those other voices into my conversation and answer the questions, then that's when I know, okay, this is the place that I want to be. And I can't worry about, well, what about if Anchor goes away? Okay, whatever. I've been on it for, I don't know, 5 months now, since July. I've been on here every single day and I'm loving it. So why not take advantage of it while it's here, while I'm here, while we got great people here, everybody here is almost like one big happy family. Let's just, you know, let that marinate and ride the wave.
And so you're putting out content every day.
Yeah, that's another thing. I didn't get a chance to say that. Consistency. You have to be consistent here on Anchor. Because people will forget about you. There's just too many people now. There's all this influx of new people. Because every time Gary V says, Anchor, 500 people come over here. And maybe only maybe only 50 of them stay.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. It still, it kind of makes the platform swell.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And then people will forget about you, or they're like, oh, D, I'm not sure. Is that the same guy whose name is V? You know what I mean?
Right, 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 right.
They don't know you. But whereas people know me because guess what? I'm here every day. And I'm so always, every day I call into somebody's station. There's never been a day since I've been. Why not?
Yeah, you're right.
Why not?
Yeah, true.
People are asking questions. People are, you know, saying, call into my station and let me know how you what you think about blank, 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 whatever the topic is. Why not call in? Like, I got the phone. It's in my hand. And I got my earbuds. Like, what's stopping me from calling in? Nothing.
So, man, you got me dying over here. So then you're creating, so the content that you're creating, and I think this is important, the content you're creating in Anchor is native to the Anchor app. It's for people that are on here, but then you create separate content for your show that's
podcast.
Going on. Your
podcast. Right.
Is that correct?
Right. Actually, both of these podcasts are on iTunes. And the anomaly right now is that I'm doing not actually a challenge, but I'm doing a something called National Post Every Day in November, SNAD Pod Pomo. You'll hear me say that. And
what is it?
It's called NAD Pod Pomo.
NAD Pod Pomo.
Yeah. National Podcast Post Month. National Podcast Post Month. Meaning that you post a podcast every day in November.
Okay.
So I'm doing that. So because it's so easy to do that on Anchor, I have kind of neglected my Miss Eileen Speaks a little bit. But I know that this content is here and I can export it from Anchor and use it to build up the other episodes on Miss Eileen Speaks. And I already have everything all set up. So like in December, I won't do a full-fledged episode every day. You know what I mean? I mean, it'll be an episode, but it won't be like a topic-based episode. It may just be a question here or there or whatever, because I'll be spending that time putting the podcast together for Miss Eileen Speaks.
And one thing people always ask me, there is like, as much content as someone like me or you is putting out, they're like, how do you come up with stuff to say every day?
Oh, yeah, I get that question all the time. That was also part of my presentation. But on Anchor, it's simple. For me, it is anyway. I get questions every day. I just answered a tremendous question on my podcast. Somebody wanted to know about deleting episodes from Anchor. And you're going to have to listen to the episode in order to. And in fact, I just published the answer. But every day I have someone calling into my station asking a question. So if anything, I have to decide which questions I'm not going to answer.
Oh, wow. OK.
I have like two questions right now that I was like, I even called into the person's station and said, your answer is going to be kind of lengthy. So I may do it as a video on YouTube. Because it was a really juicy question. And right. And the person is not pressing, you know, they're not pressed for an answer. And it wasn't about Anchor. So the one person was okay. And the other person, I just didn't even get a chance because their question was kind of quick. It's just not going with the flow of my episode. So probably what I'll do is I'll publish my episode for tonight, but then I'll still go back in and just play that person's question and answer their question. Just so, you know. That keeps up the goodwill. You don't want to just somebody call in and like 2-3 weeks go by and you didn't even call them back and say,
right, yeah.
Hey, sorry, I didn't get to your question yet. I mean, you know, you got to give respect.
So what about for those people out there that they're like, man, nobody ever asked me any questions. They got to start engaging with people to get to that point.
That too. But also there's idea generators. And the one I've shared this on Anchor before, but I also have a video and a post over on Patreon that's public. The tool is called Answer the Public, answerthepublic.com, and I'll be sure to leave a link where you can go and you can watch the tutorial. You go and you type in your keywords, and it sort of generates a carousel of topics on that keyword.
Wow.
Yep, So you never run out of any topics when you have to answer the public.
That's pretty powerful right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, D. Yeah, we let's get ready to come up on the next 5 minute mark. So let's cut this short.
Let's wrap it up, people.
Yeah, let's wrap it up, and we can. So D, what is your station handle?
It's just D Green. So D E E G R E E N E.
Okay, and everybody knows ILEANE. Thank you so much, D. This will.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. This will be episode 4, NAD Pod Pomo Day 22, which will be November the 22nd. Thanks. Yes. Thanks so much, my dear.
Thank you again.
All right. Bye.
See ya.
Wow. I hope you had a chance to listen to that entire conversation. I'm looking forward to your feedback. Please call in. Let us know what you think. And just to give you a little feedback about the Record with Friends feature here on Anchor, it's just amazing. Just do some hand claps right now because Record with Friends is the bomb. I personally like to limit it to 2 people at a time. Only because other interviews that I've heard, sometimes people tend to talk over one another. And, you know, it's okay. It's not the end of the world or anything like that. And I'm that way with podcast interviews in general, even if it's not on Anchor. Just give me 2 people, and then that way I know who I'm talking to. Video is different because then you can actually watch the verbal cues to know when someone else is going to speak. So one more thing, a little bit of housekeeping. I gave the wrong URL for my daughter's book. It's theantihustlebook.com. Okay, so be sure to check it out. And also, it's going to be on Amazon soon. And if you want to go over there to my Amazon influencer store, you'll see it there. And that's amazon.com/shop/Eileen Smith. Okay, so with that, guys, I will close out this episode of NAD Pod Pomo today, but I will be around shortly taking more of your calls and answering questions and sharing some more of my thoughts. Talk to you soon.